This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Before we begin to deploy this sacred instrument, which have been sanctified and consecrated, this is not an ordinary oil, no. By way of consecration and the process and the patterns of what was done on this oil, because this oil has history, it's sanctified, it's consecrated. This oil has lost its biological and chemical values. It has taken over spiritual dimensions, virtues, to deploy the mandate of heaven in your life. The anointing oil and this sacrament and the process is divine. It is. According to the scriptures. And I pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ that the ministry of the anointing oil and all what we are going to be deploying this morning shall be your experience in the precious name of Jesus. One of the things, one of the ways in which you can overcome evil, you don't overcome evil with evil. Each time you try to overcome evil with evil, something happens to you. If somebody slaps you and done evil to you, bam! And you want to really teach him to give him more, you give him 2, 3, 4, 5 slaps. Isn't it so? So God says, vengeance is mine. So he says, do not overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. Why? Let me give you an illustration very quickly. Pastor, please come this way. Give me a good punch. He wants to do me something evil. Give me a good punch. Ah. He's done me evil. This guy. I'll do evil. Yeah! Boom. You can see, in trying to overcome evil with evil, I have become more evil. That sometimes you see some Christians born again. They say, that guy for that office. Are you sure he's born again? That guy is wicked. That guy, that woman is mean. Why? Because every time you try to overcome evil with evil, you become more evil. It changes your state and the character of your life. Therefore, how do you deal with evil? Thank you very much, Pastor. When it comes to you in a human form and dimension, so God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. But one of the ways in which you deal with evil is through the power of the anointing. How Jesus Christ of Nazareth was anointed with power and with the Holy Ghost. Who went about doing good? Casting out demons from those that were possessed. Healing the sick. For God was with him. So he was enforcing the power of good over evil. By the power and the instrumentation and the instrumentality of the anointing. I pray in the precious name of Jesus, God Almighty, you begin to deploy good everywhere you go in Jesus' mighty name to dissolve every negative tendency coming against you. I tell you what, today is the day of your victory. Can I hear somebody say a very big amen to that? So one of the things that you ought to do when you're in a service like this, there's a posture that you must assume for you to get the best out of this service. I just quickly just name the many, maybe just 2 or 3 of them, very quickly. And then we'll do the anointing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The first thing that you need to know, that what you're about to engage is not in the realm of intellectuality. Bible says that your spirit, your soul, and your body be preserved blameless unto the day of the coming of our Lord. So you are essentially a spirit, have a soul. You live inside a body. Your soul is the seat of your mind. How you think. And this is informed by all the impressions that you have gathered. Just as you have gathered this body on earth, you've also gathered several impressions. Education. Exposure. That is why you see that two people can come from the same family, but they are not thinking alike because of their various exposures. Twins. Grow this one in Munshin. Grow the other one in VI. When they grow up, look alike, but their tendencies will be different. Why? Because of the impression that they've gathered. So, but there is a dimension that is beyond your body. There is a dimension that is beyond your soul, your mind. It is the spiritual dimension. Therefore, with your body, you contact the physical realm. I can shake you, I can touch you. You can pick up things. If you were disembodied, how would we know you? How can you go to school? Have you seen spirits in your classroom? No. So, with your mind, you contact the intellectual realm. But with your spirit, you contact the spiritual realm. So there are dimensions. There's a dimension far beyond the natural dimensions and patterns. So when you come to a service like this, don't intellectualize it. Why? The anointing is spiritual. It says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. So they are not physical. He says, we wrestle not flesh and blood against flesh and blood, physical. Every time you have flesh and blood, is the human being, physical, blood, flesh and blood. But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So he says, a natural man cannot receive the things of God, the things of the Spirit. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. The word discern there means to perceive. You cannot receive that which you have not perceived. Perception is a channel of knowledge. Therefore, if you come to a service and say, no, this thing doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, but it generates results. And the results it generates are incontestable results. It doesn't make sense, but it makes God. So when you're in a service like this, what you do, you pack that aside. Number two, when you're in a service like this, you must pay attention. If you want dimensions to open up to you, you have to pay intense attention. Remember when Elijah and Elisha told Elijah, I want a double portion of the anointing. He said, no problem. If you see me when I've been taken away, it shall be yours. So, from Bethel to Gilgal to Jericho to beyond the Jordan, every time Elijah would tell him, wait here first, study here, he said, no, I will not wait. The sons of the prophets will come to distract him. Oh, do you know that the Lord is taking your master today? He said, whoa, please hold your peace. It means don't disturb me, don't interfere. Why? Because absolute attention is needed for you to key into the things of the Spirit. Why? Some things are not taught. They are caught. There are things that you catch. There are some dangerous anointing that have caught. It didn't even come from big meetings. We had a naming ceremony of one of my sons, Brother Friday, in his house. Naming ceremony. The anointing was sweeping across. We could not believe it. So we knew how to key in because we knew how to perceive. So when you give due attention, that is when dimensions begin to open up to you. Otherwise, you'll be caught in the cyclical pattern or predictable pattern. program that have been initiated. So church will look regular to you. You just coming. That is why it's not good for you to be casual. People who are casual, they suffer casualties. When it comes to spiritual things, I'm not casual. I know how to discern, how to smell, how to perceive. The same thing too happened to Samuel. Every time God called him, he did not know. He went to Eli. Did you call me? I said, no. God called him again. He went back. Eli said, no. Why? He did not know how to give due attention. Because his senses have not been exercised according to that trajectory. So it happened the third time. And when he did, Eli told him and gave him the password. If you hear that sound again and know it, due attention. Say, Lord, here am I, speak. As soon as he did that, a powerful anointing came. He connected with the spiritual realm. This is not a service for you to be distracted. Phone call here. Facebook. No! SMS. No! Otherwise, you might miss the moment. When I was growing up, I had some uncles that were very naughty. And one uncle showed me a picture. And he was asking me, see this picture. What do you see? Honestly, I looked at that picture. When Subara, but it was a naughty picture. Those days, it was many. I don't see it anymore. It's a picture of a man wearing glasses. So what do you see? I said, I see. That's just a picture of a man. It was written there. What is on the mind of a man? What is on the man's mind? Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. He was when a man gave you attention. And look, then it opened up. I saw the picture of a woman on the man's head. That is what is on the man's mind. Spiritual principles too are like that. Don't intellectualize. Two, give your attention. Three, unbelief. This is the last one I'll share. Jesus went to his village. And he went there to bless them. So he went back to his roots. When he got there, the anointing could not flow. Why was it that the anointing could not flow? Because of some certain things. The first thing, maybe I'll give us two now. The first thing was that they categorized him. Said, this is the carpenter. Then he said, what is the big deal? We know his brothers. They mentioned their names. Joseph, Judah, Simeon. His sisters are here with us. The Bible says that they were offended by him. Because spiritual things like this sometimes offends people who run into conclusions. They're just offended. So they made a conclusion. And it did not allow the anointing to flow. Listen very carefully. You never might know. It's a very good posture. It means you've not set a conclusion. Every time you say, I know. And this is the remedy. I know. There is what? There is a cap. You cannot go beyond. But when you say, you see, there are two kinds of ignorance. We have the ignorance of the ignoramus. That one is one that is bad. But we have ignorance that is positive. I don't know. Therefore, I'm open to possibilities. That is power. That is an advantage. It opens you up into dimensions. And then things begin to happen. So can you imagine Jesus? The one, Bible says that word. That is the one that the Godhead dwelt in bodily. Do you know what that means? It means that the headquarters of heaven and God all put together was in him. He was a moving glory. He was a moving anointing. He had the anointing without measure. But how come he could not do great things in his home? Because they put a cap on him. You never might know. It's a sweet place to be. Some of us here today, you never might know, as interpreted where we are today. Can I get a witness in the house? Where you are today, when people see you, they say, this man is here today. You never might know. You never know. So things still happen. Some of you today, God has pushed you by the interpretation of that word, possibilities. If you check where you are coming from where God has taken you to, you will see that there is a dichotomy. When they showed you, this guy playing with tires, wearing pants. See where he is today. I cannot believe it. That is why, please, be careful with the believer. Because the person sitting by you probably must have overtaken you, but you don't even know it. You never might know. It's the principle of the spirit man. I had my cousin. Most of you know him. He's preached him a couple of times. This is my cousin, Pastor Chris. Very popular in the UK. Has activities in Africa, in India, and all that. Our sister has preached in this church about twice or so. Yeah, she's visited him. He's been here. Wonderful. While we are growing up, I'm talking about 30 years ago. This guy was born again that time when we are rascals. He will pray. I'm wondering why is he praying? What is the problem? He will pray for many hours. When you go to the bathroom, you have to knock, knock. Wole, what are you doing there? I'm coming. He'll be there for about 2 hours. He was praying. So he came to serve with us in Jos. So we'll laugh at him. We will torment him. You can't talk to girls. Let's go out now and shake the city, paint the city red. Oh, you're a nerd. We just say things to him. So when he finished, he traveled. When he traveled to the UK, started a ministry. Ministry started booming and grew. So my sister called me and said, Wole is in Nigeria, and I've not seen him now for many years. He had a conclusion about me. So when he was in town, I was trying to get him, and I packaged some money, good money, just to go and bless him. Church has started, and God has transformed me and changed me. But he had a conclusion about me. So when he was coming, I called him, where are you? Oh, I've just landed. Where are you? I'm ministering here. Where are you? I'm in Kaduna. Please call me when you get to town so I can come and meet you at the airport. Where are you? I'm at the airport. But I said you should call me before you go to the airport. So I sped to the airport. Where are you? I'm in the plane. He did not want to see me. He did not even know that I had brought something for him. So I was in the plane. I got to the airport before I flew out of town. And I said to them, please call this man, make an announcement, and give him this as a blessing. So when he received it, he called me. The reason why he kept away was because he had made conclusions on me that this my cousin is about to bother me again. Not knowing that you never might know that his cousin has been, oh my God, transformed, anointed, preaching the gospel. Hallelujah! 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 This is the dimension of the spirit man. The last thing, unbelief. So he said, they limited the Holy One from Israel through unbelief. So he can limit God. So he couldn't do much. Only just a few folks. You just touch them and heal them. Because of what? Of the Bible says he marveled at their unbelief. This service is a service of faith. What you see here is by faith. Because faith launches you into the realm of possibilities. Faith launches you into the realm of endless, unfettered possibilities, boundless possibilities. Jesus says what? He says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, it is not, oh my God, impossible with God, for all things are possible with God. He goes again and says, all things are possible to them that believe. So when you come by faith, you open up every curtain, every lid to what might happen. It was a meeting like this. One of our brothers, our sister, brought her parent. You can check it, it's there on the YouTube. And I want you to know, by the grace of God, we're not in a hurry to advertise God. Let God advertise himself. Whatever God has not done, we'll not say God can do or he has done. Whatever God cannot do or has not done yet, let it be left undone. We'll not come here to inflame things. Never. One of those services, the man's hands, almost withering, power of God came, strengthening him here in the church. My auntie, you brought my auntie from where? From Ogumosha, right? Right? What happened to her hand?
Her hand turned. She has stroke.
When she came after
service? When she come after service and God straightened it for her.
Now, listen very carefully. By the time we come, what does she use that hand to do now?
She used to turn amalana.
Just here. Many more. So sometimes when the anointing comes, you will feel like fire in your body. Sometimes when it comes, you feel like electricity. Sometimes when it comes, you feel like water. Something will blow on you. Sometimes you see the motions. One of our brothers here, one of the Sunday school teachers, he had a chronic disease that lasted for many years. So one of those services, he was here. Lay hands on him. His stomach started to move. I said, camera, please come and see. He was moving. So sometimes you see with movement. What was it that was making his stomach move like that? You know, like that. And we're wondering, what was it? It was the anointing. Today is healed completely. Faith sets the pace for your destination when it comes to matters of spiritual significance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Hebrews 11. By faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, that the things that we see were not made of things that do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Him obtaining a witness that he was righteous, and God testifying of his gift, that while he was dead, yet he speaketh. By faith, Enoch was not, for he was translated. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who must come to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Every bad report can be changed on the platform of faith. Every diligent seeker is entitled for a reward. By faith, Noah, when he was one of things not yet has come, moved with godly fear, prepared the ark for the saving of his household, where he became the heir of righteousness even according to faith. By faith, Moses, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place where he would after all receive an inheritance, went, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a strange land, dwelling in tents and tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob of the same year of promise. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose maker and builder is God. By faith, Sarah also received strength to conceive seed when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful, the promise. Therefore came from there him as good as dead, so many as the stars in the sky in multitude, as the sand by the seashore innumerable. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, embraced them. Oh my God, we are persuaded of them. Hallelujah. And confess that they were pilgrims and strangers upon the earth. For they that speak such things declare that they seek a homeland. And if God is mindful of them, hallelujah, because God Almighty has prepared for them a city, and they are not made ashamed. By faith, Abraham offered up Isaac, and him who had received the promise offered us only begotten son, him who said that Isaac shall that seed be named, accounting that God was able to raise him up from the dead, in which also received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on top of a staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, spoke of the departure of the throne of Israel and gave commandment and instruction concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, they kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that slayed the firstborn touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as in the dry land, and the Egyptians are saying to do so were drowned. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those that did not believe, when she had received the spies in peace. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down flat after it had been encircled for 7 days. The Bible says, what more shall I say to this? What more shall I say to this? For time will fail me to tell you about Gideon, about Barak, about Samson, about David, and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued nation, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouth of lions, hallelujah, quenched the violence of fire, out of weakness became strong, put to flight the armies of the aliens. Without hard, without trials, but by faith, they did not give up. There are trials of chains, of imprisonment, of mockings. They dwelt in the desert, the den, the wilderness of the earth. All these, having obtained a good testimony by faith. When he says something, God has something better. You are the perfection of the old church. Something better got to happen to you. You are primed for something better. Hallelujah. You are predisposed to something better. Hallelujah. This is your moment. This is your hour. In the precious name of Jesus. Is somebody ready? There are vibrations of the Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands and lift up your hands. Go ahead, take. Come on. Oh my God. Take it. Take. My God, hold it. There are vibrations here. Males kebredoski sala. Baunde kefiati salama. Horiboloski sala. I see a spine. Oh my God, be repaired. Take it. Hold on. let her go. Let them go. Let them go. I see something new. Come on. Move here. You two guys, move as I move. Quickly. A new beginning is being initiated in your life and in your life. And in your life, something fresh that you've not seen before. In the precious name of Jesus. Now listen very carefully. I had a friend who had epilepsy. One of our sisters was there. I don't know if she's in this church. So that day, came to the room. I wasn't expecting what was going to happen. Poured oil on him. Myself and one of my friends. Boom! He stood. We thought he was dead. The next day, I saw vibrations from his stomach. It was moving. Just like the one I said they should video. Thank you, King of Glory. He was moving. And then moving from here to there because he was unconscious. He came out, boom! He said, oh, he's gone. That was that moment. For a while before he went to be with the Lord, for some other issues, what the Lord showed me, my wife, who says she can testify, he was completely healed. We had a student who came every time we fall down and be convulsing. So we came, Pastor, let us pray. Said, ask him, when did this thing start? Because some of all this affliction could be organic or demonic. When did this thing start? He said that one day, himself and his friend, they wanted to feel, what's the word now? They wanted to feel somehow. So they took money and went to the brothel to sleep with prostitute. From that day was when he caught that thing. I said, really? Come. Poured oil in the precious name of Jesus. Let the anointing that enforces good come upon you. Take it in the precious name of Jesus. Boom! From that time, I've not even seen him. He's graduated. One of our sisters was always having to confusion. She said, Pastor, every time I get into the exam hall, I suffer just darkness, blackness, confusion. Really? Bring her here. Holy Spirit, come. We saw many things. Which you still see. 3 weeks ago when we were having the prayer here, as soon as I picked up the trumpet I was blowing, I got a testimony all the way from Lagos. What happened to you? The power of God can pass through barriers. That is why we ask you, bring instrument of contact, pictures, your documents, proto my invoice, your marriage certificate, just anything as a point of contact. So the power of God moved her, took her from one side of the room and boom to the other side of the room, and then started reacting and some things came up and she was delivered. She called and said, Pastor, say, but it happened while I was watching it. We pray with people here, with our sisters, and take the technology phone and begin to pray with someone in the UK, and they begin to react. Power of God will hit someone just via technology. When we engage the power of faith, faith transcends all boundaries. Everything keeping you on the same spot must be judged today in the precious name of Jesus. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that. Our sister here, Sister Letitia. I don't like mentioning names, but sometimes I like to mention names. So you can go and verify. Anointed, went to a place. Took anointing oil. Anointed her door. She was supposed to have an interview with someone who they had brought to her. So, this was testimony. As soon as the person was trying to enter into the house, a force just knocked her down. Boom! Stood up again, wanted to enter. Boom! She was wondering, what is this? Stood up again, wanted to enter. Bam! Say, this is a contrary spirit. You have to counsel her, love her, pray for her, and then send her back from where she came from. Because the anointing is not only to defend you, the anointing is also an aggressor for the offensive. He says, when they went from one nation to the other and from one kingdom unto another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yeah, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not man anointed, and do my prophets no harm. I pray for someone here in the precious name of Jesus. Every intention of the evil one to penetrate your space. Everyone carrying a dark energy. Every mandate from the pits of hell attempting to cross your borders. I judge them this morning in the name of Jesus. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a big amen to that. By this anointing today, they'll be rebuffed, they'll be rebuked, they'll be destroyed, they'll be resisted. In the precious name of Jesus, every conspiracy against your collective advancement, every conspiracy against your children, every conspiracy against your home, oh my God, every satanic manipulation attempting to pass through, in the precious name of Jesus, I curse them now in the name of Jesus. That is why I use this anointing. I'll give a testimony and then we'll pray. I got a land in area 11. Some of you know the testimony. And Deaconess Bo, she was part of that testimony, because when we are going to take the land, she was there. Some of you know, some of the ministers here. So, when I got that land, I saw that there were activities there. People were doing business. Now, see, the anointing is not only to defend you, but the anointing is also to fight for you. So, I got to that place. I saw them doing business. One guy selling chai in the evening. When you went there in area 11, oh my God, people from the villa, from everywhere, this man was popular. That place was a hot spot. So I saw them doing restaurant, doing this. I told my wife, leave them alone. It's business, let them try. When we are ready, we will build the house. So we started to build the house, a small pharmacy, like that, you know, just something. And then sometimes we abandon the project, we come back to it. One day when they prayed and anointed the place, there's this woman there, she had a restaurant, she had eight daughters. We were also very active. The place was bubbling. Yao Mishai, some of you will know him. And we will like Shai. I still take Shai to today. Pastor, why are you taking Shai now? In Malan's place. What's your business? When you're in Europe, or you're in London, don't you just pick up a hamburger on the street? What's the problem with sitting down eating Malan this thing? What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? Munashan Shai. What's the problem? You can buy Dunkin' Donuts, you can take Shai that you've been taking since. See what I'm saying? So, apparently this man has been bringing in diviners there to fight against us, to resist us. And I did not know. We're showing our love. She was burying things, but the people were afraid of her to come and tell me. I had no idea of what was happening. Even if I knew, okay. And then somehow, went there and prayed like that. My wife said she can testify. The anointing broke loose. She had a disease. I've not seen that kind of disease before. They touch our flesh, the flesh will fall. Touch our flesh, flesh will fall. God forbid that I flatter on his altar. Touch our flesh, flesh will fall. So when she died, and when she was going through that ordeal, I went there. They said, "Oh, girl, see what happened. We told her, this man is a good man. This man is a good woman. Don't do this thing to them." Meanwhile, for many years, they didn't tell me. Say, "Oga, come and see." I started digging and bringing out stuff, wickedly looking stuff, digging. That God is so harsh, was burying things here. Do you know people bury other human beings to do sacrifice, even to stop you? Let the vengeance of God visit them. This anointing you are receiving this morning, hallelujah, is an anointing that is active. Oh, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue wicked against you in judgment we condemn in the precious name of Jesus. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, whose righteousness and anointing is of me. I pray for someone here. Every conspiracy against your life, every conspiracy in your office, after this anointing, God will begin to expose them one by one. Every conspiracy of Satan in your body, God will begin to expose one by one. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that. Is somebody ready for the anointing? I say, is somebody ready to talk for the anointing? So we distribute. Now listen very carefully. As they pass it, you just pass it. Then you pass to the third person sitting by you, not serving them. Just pass it to the first person, second, pass it to the other person. Just smell it and put it on your head as you pray. Is somebody ready to pray? I say, I'm ready to pray. Now stand up in the precious name of Jesus and say in the precious name of Jesus, say, Father, I receive a fresh anointing. Go ahead and begin to pray and begin to declare it in the precious name of Jesus. He shall manifest in my life. Go ahead and pray. Bredoski salanda kabalo. Go ahead and pray. Jeleske bredoski salah. Ma ande kefiati salama. Bredoski. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. Somebody is not praying. Let somebody pray. He said, he anointed my head with fresh oil. My cup runneth over. Let your head not lack oil. Let your garment be white. Go ahead and pray. Mambradoshe katalandaradabosha. Somebody is not praying. In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the anointing is a locator. It can locate diseases in your body and cause a repair. It can locate the powers dealing with you and cause them to be checked out. Sometimes I say, you could see sometimes no movement at all. You feel nothing, but God has moved. Like the kind of anointing of our Father and the Lord that he had the boy. I had the opportunity of driving him many times, and he's dashed me money many times, at least more than once. And those days, when people, big men, people of different caliber, they come to pray, so he could pray for them. So when they come and they come to pray, so you can go in and see daddy. Daddy will pray for you. They're expecting that when daddy touches them, the TV will shake, everything will be breaking, everything will be. But daddy will just say, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, bless your son and let this issue be answered in Jesus' mighty name. Then they open their eyes and said, is that all? And then they don't want to leave. Is it all? Maybe there's more. See, that's all now. That is, that's perfect. Okay. But you see, the testimonies following are tremendous. No action, no manifestation, but power. So sometimes you feel nothing. While one of our sisters, every 15 minutes going out there, you know, could not hold, you know, could not hold. She was just, you know, like that. One of services like this, nothing happened. She discovered that, come, something has happened. First day, second day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. After a month, she came and gave her testimony. You people were here. That is what God does. So sometimes you feel nothing, but something has happened. Something is happening in your life in the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Father, by the power of this anointing, whatsoever it is that is in my body, whatsoever it is that is in my blood, whatsoever it is that is in my marrow, whatsoever it is that is in my liver, whatsoever it is that is in me that does not look like you, receive the fire of God. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. I receive my healing. Somebody is not praying. Go ahead and pray.
That is not of you.
We have three more prayer points. Let somebody pray. Let somebody pray. Balanda kapaleske sala, sheleske brindu, matilata, maande kepiati. In the precious name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Now listen very carefully. The anointing also has some corrective capacity. I've seen it corrected many things in people's lives, in people's body. Your faculties become enhanced. My heart was failing. It's taking me to places. I'll give you this testimony. India, America. Went to Boston Medical. Isn't it so, Pastor? I know in America, you guys are confidential. You don't say things like this. But it's not true.
It's true. It's true.
Who took me there?
I.
Huh? One of the best hospitals. Present me, Pastor George is around. And his wife. And his son. And his grandchildren. Please help me celebrate God. Okay, I'm Pastor Uche too. Pastor Mrs. Gloria Irabosh is here. My great friends from America. Many years. Before I left, I prayed a simple prayer of faith. Let me just cut it short. Blood pressure, heart rate came down to 48 beats. I was having pain. I thought it was muscular pain. When I got to say I had bradycardia of unknown origin. While I was going there to this hospital here, State House Hospital, I have a doctor there, cardiologist. So they put an altar, which I had to for 24 hours. So I got the results. We're in the office, in his office, and he was seeing the results. One doctor came inside and said, who has this kind of this thing? Doctor was amazed because he didn't know. That doctor was too careless. This doctor now rebuked him. You don't say things like that. I'm telling you the gospel truth. But the anointing, sometimes people are looking at it. Why am I so excited? What is this about Jesus that I'm so excited? Because that time I could not move. After they did everything, went to Boston Medical, doctor with long nose, saying your heart is very correct. They did everything. Put me under, this thing. I said, your heart? Clean. Between that time and now, when I went for my previous medical checkup, the anatomy of my heart, because before there was some thickening, it converted. Dr. Salem is here, the Indian doctor. Who did it? One day I'll come. Said, Pastor, see this thing's changed. See, it has changed in features. It's fresh. Today I declare in the precious name of Jesus a new heart for you in Jesus' mighty name. I say, receive your healing in the precious name of Jesus. Say, Father.
Say, Father, I receive my healing by the anointing. Go ahead and begin to pray. Is any amongst you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. If he has committed anything, oh my God, sin, he shall be forgiven him. Receive your healing. I rebuke heart condition. I rebuke liver condition. I rebuke it right now in the precious name of Jesus. Tightness in your chest. In the precious name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Anoint him. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now listen. Just two more prayer points. Just two more prayer points. Pastor George is a man of integrity. Now, in Boston, Boston is the seat of intellectuality. They have over 100 universities. MIT, Harvard, everything. All the people around there, they don't, God, they want to understand God through their mind. It's impossible. So churches die there. It's a graveyard of churches. Well, this man, what God is using him to do in the city of Boston and America, it's amazing. Churches are growing, growing, growing. In fact, they just bought their property worth millions of dollars. This man, simple man. His church is multicultural. Jewish people, different kinds of people. One of the things I saw, I told him this morning, on the passage, I saw something that was written about you by the newspaper, local newspaper, about you in Nigerian with Nigerian accent. You got it. Moving things. Being pastors over professors. They put it there of what is done. So if you're giving a testimony about what happened to me, please believe it. Now, what would this anointing do for you? Again, many things. Only two things more. And then we bless the Lord for what testimonies will come forth. I see someone here, a tightness of chest, be rebuked in Jesus' mighty name. There's a release. There's a release right now. Are you the one? There's a release right now. Thank you, King of Glory. Yes, just check it again. Thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you. I see healing of bones. I see healing the precious name of Jesus. Eyes in Jesus' mighty name. Pain, your left foot in the precious name of Jesus. I rebuke that pain in Jesus' mighty name. I see many healings in the precious name of Jesus. Now, you are going to be praying this prayer. What would the anointing do for you? When I read the life of Jehu, Jehu used the bow and the arrow while Joram was on the chariot and he was running. The Bible says he used the bow, he used the arrow and shot. The man was moving and it went in between his shoulders and it pierced his heart. It was precise. It was accurate. I wanted to find out why. I discovered that he was anointed before that time. The anointing of God empowered him. Listen, one thing that this anointing will do for you, it will bring accuracy and precision. From today, you will not miss your target. From today, every decision you take, hallelujah, shall be precise, shall be exact, shall be on target in the precious name of Jesus. Those who don't have this will waste energy. I pray in the precious name of Jesus for force and the skill of the Holy Ghost to come upon you. You will pray and say, oh my God, the principle of trial and error is gone past in your life in the precious name of Jesus. Say, Father, oh, say, Father, by this anointing, I receive power By this anointing, I receive performance in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Lift up your voice and cry out in the precious name of Jesus. Your life shall no longer be trial and error. That project will succeed. It shall be a clinical testimony. We deploy the spirit of excellence in the precious name of Jesus. Malenda Cabrera, lift up your voice and pray in the precious name of Jesus. My Father, let this anointing speak. No more loss. No more loss of men. No more loss of money. No more loss of resources. No more loss of opportunities. I receive an anointing, oh God, for accuracy. I receive an anointing, oh God, for precision. Lift up your voice and pray. No more loss of life, no more loss of resources, no more loss of money, no more loss of materials, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I declare over you in the precious name of Jesus. No more will you lose money. No more loss of opportunities. No more loss of materials. No more loss of management in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every confusion in your life. By this anointing, accuracy has come. Precision has come. Exactness has come. You will hit your target well. In the name of Jesus. Every confusion is taken away. Every discombobulation is taken away. You will no longer be confused. You will no longer be confused. You will no longer be dumbfounded. In the precious name of Jesus. You will no longer be disillusioned. In the precious name of Jesus. No more will you miss. Every near success syndrome is taken away. One of our brothers, he came. Pastor, why is it that every time I want to do this thing, it looks as if it will, but it will not. It's called the near success syndrome. Many of us are suffering it. All what you need is what has happened to you today. By the time you are taking that decision, my God, 2020, 100-100, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, I declare it over you in Jesus' mighty name. I declare favor. I declare favor. Receive anointing for favor. Receive speed. Receive acceleration. Favor for appointments. Favor for establishment. Favor for moving forward. Let the doors be opened. By the power of favor. We have one of our sister. She was doing big business somewhere. All of a sudden, there was a disconnect of favor. She would go there, they'll keep her waiting. Everybody was nasty to her. To keep her waiting in the big man's place. And they were seeing her on CCTV. Not, she said she came and she was crying. I said, oh, no problem. Bring the anointing. Anointing oil. Took the oil, poured it upon her. Take, go! She went back there. As if God just resets everything. Their mindset, God just reset their brains. All of a sudden, oh, you are welcome. She got a bigger job. We ministers were there to
Oh my God.
We're there to dedicate our project here. Who said to? This is what God can do. Receive favor to break through limitations. Receive favor before your superiors. Receive favor before your superiors. Receive favor before your subordinates. Receive favor before your colleagues. Whatsoever it is that is blocking you, whatsoever it is that is a limitation, fences, barriers, boundaries, I command them broken. In the name of Jesus, go succeed. Go excel. Go be encouraged. Take over. Take dominion. Do more. In the precious name of Jesus. This anointing is seeping into your family, into your children. It's a collective anointing. Everyone is involved. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, final prayer. This final prayer, you're going to pray it with the whole of your heart, because something will happen. In fact, I'm seeing testimonies already. I see someone coming back with testimony of favor. One of our brothers committed some crime, which he was very sorry for, in the US, so they deported him. He wanted to go to the UK to continue school. Pastor, see what this, and this put a share intelligence. I said, don't worry. Don't worry. Bring the anointing oil. Lay hands in the precious name of Jesus. Boom! Oh, Pastor Emi is here. He also worked in State House. We're there with doctor. You took me to doctor, isn't it so? No, he's here. Isn't it so, Pastor?
That's true, sir.
Everything we say here, we don't... I'm not going to advertise God. Whatsoever God has not done, let it be left undone. I'm sorry, I have to go into these details. Thank you, King of Glory. So, he came, boom, received the anointing. Go back there. Because favor of God, divine favor, is non-discriminatory. Doesn't matter whether you are white, black, doesn't matter. It's a divine law. It comes from, he who comes from above is above all. Everybody must bow to it. It doesn't belong to this dimension. So he was afraid. He went there. When they got there, they brought out the information. He said to him, this was what you did in America. He started shaking. This is what you did here. But can you please just talk to me more? Then he explained himself. I was very sorry for this. Boom! He thought that they had denied him again for about 10 years or for 12 years. Boom. Come back and pick up a passport. God opened up the door for him. That is what the anointing of favor can do. I pray for someone here in the precious name of Jesus. God Almighty is turning the tides for you. The tables are changing for you. In the precious name of Jesus, receive the anointing. Last prayer I'm going to pray. This is the last prayer, and I want you to pray it with all of your heart. Something happened in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4 from verse 17, 24, 29 to 33. Now I'll summarize it. The disciples were expressing the mandate of heaven. It got to a point where the scribes, they stopped them. The Bible says that they beat them and they threatened them. And therefore, do you know what they did? They went, they gathered, and they prayed. And they said, now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth their hands to heal, signs, wonders may be done. Come on! Bible says, and the multitude of them believed, and of one heart, of one soul. He said that by the time they prayed that prayer, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and then they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. This was different from the feeling that they received on the day of Pentecost. Therefore, a fresh anointing is important. the threat. They came together like this to receive a fresh anointing. Threats. Threats could be financial. Threats could be military. Provocations. Personalities confronting. Threats of adversities. Threats. Where many people have been faced with economic threat, financial threat, spiritual threats, political threats. I have a good news for you. The anointing breaks through every threat in the precious name of Jesus. Is someone ready to pray? I say, I'm ready to pray. A fresh anointing is coming upon you. He anointed my head with fresh oil. Say, Father, by the power of this anointing, I break through every threat. Go ahead and begin to pray. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we pray. I pray for someone here. You are coming back with your testimony. If you are the one that God is talking about, say a very big amen to that.
Amen.
Your head will not lack oil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He exalted your horn, your influence, your power as the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil in the precious name of Jesus. Every threat confronting your family is hereby broken in the precious name of Jesus. Threats to your head is hereby broken in the precious name of Jesus. Enter into a dimension of manifestation of the grace and the power of God. Now, very quickly before I drop the microphone, if you are here this morning, you don't know Jesus, after service, I'd like to have a meeting with you. I want you to stay behind. You don't know Jesus and you say, Pastor T, please, I want you to pray for me. That's number one. Number two, if you are here, we are not living right. One of the ways in which the anointing is maximized, the potency is appreciated. It says, let your head lack not ointment, and let your garment be white. The place of purity. You are in sin, still fornicating, still doing this and that. It says that death fly pollutes the ointment of the apothecary. Dead flies makes it stink. God has spoken to you. When Jesus Christ spoke to people, they were convicted. We thank God for altar call. Jesus never said, come, anyone want to receive me, come out. But I pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ that you receive in this moment. Begin to live a life that is consistent with the power of the anointing. Give me a clap.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored.